I'm Adam El-Rashidi, here with Newsy's top headlines for Thursday, June 10th. The U.S. plans to donate 500 million COVID-19 vaccines around the globe over the next year. President Biden will outline his plan in a speech just one day before the G7 summit. U.S. officials say he'll ask his fellow G7 leaders to do the same. The U.S. will purchase the Pfizer shots for distribution through the Global COVAX Alliance, which aims to supply vaccines to lower-income countries. The U.S. is the program's single largest funder and is now set to be the largest donor. President Biden will also have his first face-to-face meeting with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. The meeting intends to reaffirm ties between the U.S. and the U.K., though the president is likely to express his concerns about Brexit and Northern Ireland. White House officials say the two leaders will also announce a joint initiative aimed at resuming travel between the two nations. And a Russian court has outlawed groups linked to jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny. The decision late Wednesday bans his allies from seeking public office. Authorities can also detain activists and freeze their assets if they continue their activities. In a message posted on Navalny's Instagram, he was cited as urging his supporters to stay resolute. President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin are set to meet next week in Geneva, and Navalny is likely to be a topic of conversation. More headlines are coming up soon, so stay tuned. For now, check out some of the other stories we're following on Newsy.